91.5 WMFO. That's my girl, Pebbles, and Mercedes Boy. Yo, the rumors are true. Rumors are true. Folks, call up down and hit me up on Facebook on the inbox. Is Chase Carson going to be down at the cave after midnight tonight? That is true. My man Kevin Conroy has invited me down there. I'm going to throw down a couple sets, and we're going to do it up until about 2, right? Chase Carson at the cave after midnight tonight. Be there or be square.
Stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up.
Show me how you move. What you gonna do?
101.5 WMFO and Ideal and whatever. That goes out one time to my girl Christy right here in Somerville. Shout out to The Hill, those criminals up there doing their thing tonight. I guess they're having a big party. And no, I told you, my mother will not let me play with you guys anymore. I told you that. I can't come up there. Sorry. No. 91.5. Absolutely not.
10 to 8 till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut. Nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut,
the freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut,
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut,
the freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
One, hut two, hut, 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 hut.
Every day.
My man Alexander O'Neal and Fake. And Fake. Hey, I'm not faking about this. I just got a call from my man Kevin Cardroy. He says they are filling up down there. There's already a line outside the door. And he says they're going to reach capacity again probably by 11:30, quarter of 12. So get your hiney down there. And plus Chase Costa will be in the house about 11:10. All right? So get down there. 91.5. Yeah, that's right. I'll be there. That's right. That's right.
WMFO Medford.
on 91.5 WMFL. My girl Sherelle, and you look good to me. You look good to me every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We'll be bringing the time tunnel with yours truly, bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. And you can only get it right here every Friday night. All right, brings up to 11:30, which is time for our jazz interlude. And before that, we have a quick Humphrey report for you. I'm kind of pissed off at him this week because we were watching the Red Sox game on Wednesday night, and everybody went to bed. So he goes, "You want to play some cards?" So I said, "Yeah, yeah, oh, sure. You know, stay up for a little while watching the Red Sox game, playing some cards." So he goes, "You want a taste?" So I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I have a little taste. You know, I had a beer, but he goes, "You want a taste?" So he breaks out the bottle of Jack Daniels. You know, he pours me a little snip. He gets one. So you know, I had a nip, he had a nip, and then you know, we started playing cards. Then I noticed, like, you know, right after I finished that one, he pours me another one. So I said, "Aren't you gonna do one?" He goes, "No, no, I'm just taking it easy. You know, I gotta get up, early and go for a walk or something." So I said, all right. So I did another one, and before I knew it, it was filled up again. So he must have, like, filled up like three of them, right? And he usually doesn't. He usually waits for me to pour, but you know, I know, you know, and that's all I said to myself. Wait a minute, he might be trying to get me drunk. So he could take, you know, take advantage of me. So in the card game. So before I know it, I'm down about two large. So I said, "Aren't you gonna do another?" He goes, "No, I did some before you came in. I'm already kind of, you know, faded. So you know, I'm already all right." But by that time, I'd already been like four or five deep. So he was playing pretty much straight, and I was hammered. So I ended up losing about two and a half large. So I'm kind of pissed at him that he took advantage of me, but I can't complain because last night we went to the movies and we were doing some shots in the cinema, and I didn't want to drive because I got a little too much. So he drove home. So that's the Humphrey report. I can't really be mad at him because he drove home last night because I couldn't drive. So I can't really be mad at him for that. But he took me for about two and a half large on Wednesday night. So I'm still a little pissed off about that. All right, that's the Humphrey report for this Friday, a little quick one, which brings us into our jazz interlude. And this week's jazz interlude is being brought to us by Paul Hardcastle. And this one's called Desire. This is the saxophone remix. This is kind of nasty. Turn this up and throw a log in the fireplace. Jazz interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. We'll be right back. on 91.5 WMFO. Thus concludes our jazz interlude with Paul Hardcastle and Desire. That's the Saxon vocal remix, which drops us into our last 30. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Gotcha. Open, scoping out the track. It's no other than the sounds of the Daddy Mac. Still slacking, back patching up my turf. Cause after me was a factor, real worse at the worst. Stomping, jumping, wannabes. Better, but however, there's only one MAC. Say what? Me and I live for the big picture. Ways of getting richer, mister. Quick to hit your sister. I'm balling in the Green County on chrome. I slip brothers in the deck on my cellular phone. I'm just lounging, leather sound all around. And a dip on the other end, wanna put me down now. No hesitation, I hops to it. See, it ain't easy being a Mac, but somebody gotta do it. True, it's usually not represented right. But I'm the MACDADDY, and tonight's please, my whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on these.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night, please, my whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on these.
Tonight's
the night.
Up all the girls I used to go to school with, fool with, and all the niggas that I'm cool with. Let them all know that my mom's is gone, and it'll be tomorrow before she comes back home. Ding dong, get some niggas, say no more. I'm with a truck full of women, so just open the door. Cause yo,
we came here to party.
Get it crunk, get drunk, and leave your house with somebody.
True
that, so homies, don't ring your main missus. Cause it's
real deal macking when it comes to the Chris's.
And this could be your very last time seeing her. One look at me and you better believe that I'll be dead. So come alone or don't come at all. Cause it's real big pimpin' at this place, boy. True, it's usually not represented right, but with me, it's all to the G.
And tonight's the night, please. My whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on knees.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night, please. My whole crew makes G's. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on knees.
Tonight's
the
night.
Come on.
when it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
More than pass with finesse and the class shape like an hourglass yard boss. Pressure them in at the E-class. And you know you're shopping in no matter what cost. Them not gonna waste so them quick to talk. And it put them through you taking off like an aircraft.
Yeah, yeah.
Life sentence, if looking good was a crime.
Yeah.
Belly skin smooth and it no pull up a line. Girl, you roam like a 2 pound kind of divine.
Yeah.
Bounce a girl, cause she no worth your time. She can't walk side of you, she up it and behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cock up your bumper, you have the man, them a blind. But then the man want you, them up it form a line. They got you.
Good night, everybody.
The man never watch you like every day. Do them know your body good and you not give it away. So all the little fuss them, I wrote them a say. All them are gonna stop you now. Living large and in charge, but them galley abroad. You not buy clothes on yard, they do your shopping abroad. So all the little fuss them, I wrote them a talk. All them are gonna stop you now, girl.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Girl, you a leader. Yes, indeed. You're gonna lead.
Hey, hey, hey.
Girl, you a leader. Yes, indeed.
Hey,
you're gonna lead.
Hey, hey,
girl, you.
Oh,
yeah.
get set, go! And they're off, first place in all the race. You left them girls, they are lost. If I look good, test again, more than pass. With finesse and the class, shape like an hourglass, you're the boss. Yeah. Pressure them in the E-class. And you know you do your shopping, it no matter what cost. Them now gonna waste, so them quick for talk. And it put them through, you're taking off like an aircraft.
Yeah. Oh, 91.5 WMFO and a T-O-K and a girl, Aline. Once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 with yours truly, Chase Carson, every Friday night. All right, I'm going to head south and grab a slice and wrap it up on the other side of this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
Words.
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Words. On a serious tip, on a serious side, shout out to all the fathers out there doing their thing, holding their families down, taking care of their kids, and doing the right thing with your family. Shout out to all those fathers out there doing the right thing. Thank you. All right, once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance, and all that good stuff. Hopefully, God willing, we'll do it again on next Friday night. So until next Friday night, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. And once again, I'm going to add this one to the end. Life is like a bed of roses. You just got to watch out for the pricks. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
See ya.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel. Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford. the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, a 91.5 WMFO Medford.
And thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Aw, hell. We'll see you all again tomorrow night.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids.